Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with the headlines this morning. North Korea and Bitcoin go ballistic. Boom, boom. UK all about marriage and divorce. Boom, boom.
Yeah, lots of boom, booms. Certainly coming out of North Korea testing a ballistic missile, the first since September. Previously, though, the market got a little bit nervous, a little bit jittery. You see gold trade up, yen trade up as safe haven plays. Hasn't really been the case this time. So the markets are, again, becoming a little bit immune to these big kind of geopolitical events. Wall Street hitting all-time highs again. Potential tax reform being voted on tomorrow. Let's see if that gets pushed through. Let's see as well Mr. Trump's response to North Korea, who now claim themselves to be a nuclear nation. But all very interesting. Bitcoin as well slammed through the $10,000 mark up to 108 indeed. It's pulled back a little bit, but it's getting a lot of interest now. The Bank of England, one of the Bank of England members has said, I think it was Haldane, has said, do your homework. So pay attention. If you want to get involved in Bitcoin, do your homework. It is unregulated, as we've said many times on this show. But again, you know, maybe this is the safe haven play. That's why we haven't seen the safe havens move, but Bitcoin has.
Yep.
Maybe a lot of people looking at that now as the play.
Marriage and divorce, have I missed anything?
Marriage and divorce, oh gosh. Right, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry obviously getting married. That's taken the news. How will that affect GDP in the UK next year?
100 million, did I read?
Yeah. It's not a bad trade, but I think it'll probably cost that in policing the whole event. And divorce, we're looking at the Brexit divorce bill, and speaking of figures, you know, we're looking at 100 billion potentially in euros could be the price to pay. And interestingly, Mike Van Dalken, who's head of research at Ascendo Markets, pointed out, very valid actually, that albeit there's a divorce bill, but that may be spread out over decades. So it's not
a one-off payment.
Exactly, Theresa May. And once you look at kind of rebates on certain things coming back and assets moving backwards and forwards, the net figure is likely to be a lot lower. So obviously it gets a lot of headlines and it could be, let's say, £50 billion, but that could be spread out. And obviously that's not necessarily a net figure. What's interesting, though, is both pro-Remainers and pro-Brexiteers are balking at this figure, saying it should be a lot less. So that certainly puts Theresa May under a bit of pressure. But the positives on this is push the pound up, seeing that trade up. And if we can get a deal done in the next week or so, that is certainly positive for the pound. And it means we can move forward in negotiations. But the FTSE on the back of that is trading down this morning.
Let's talk about FTSE 100, London Stock Exchange, one to watch.
Yeah.
Mr. Carney involved now.
Yeah, it was interesting to see Mark Carney, Bank of England governor, getting involved and saying his penny's worth yesterday. But it seems to have been taken on board. And so Mark Carney said Xavier Rolet should step down. He's been at the helm for about 8 years. Obviously, there's been a bit of a tussle going on with the TCI fund building up a stake, asking for Rolet to stand and the chairman to step down, etc. The upshot of this, Xavier Rolet has come out and said this morning he will step down. He's got 12 months gardening leave. Very nice indeed.
Yep.
The FD is going to step up into his place. He's getting a little bump in his salary of £200,000 for the year to do that job, on top of, I think he's paid about £400,000. So very nice indeed for him. But it does mean, look, Xavier Rolet has done a fantastic job with London Stock Exchange. If he's going to go, he's got to go rather than dilly-dally around and stick around. So he's going. Downside of this, the stock's down about 2% this morning.
Small caps, cyber security.
Yeah, here's a stock that's up. It was about a 17% when I last looked. Cybersecurity firm, they've got a trading update, basically saying cost reduction programs all going to plan. They've announced two service contracts. So looking fairly positive. The stock, as I say, up about 17%. Trading around the 135 level, was trading up at about £5 in June. Cybersecurity, though, may come back into play. Obviously, when you look at North Korea, look at Russia, and cyber attacks and everything going on, people are even attacking European supermarkets with these cyber attacks. So companies do need to bolster their security, and this company may benefit from that.
Understood. Currency-wise, Great British Pound against US dollar, 134.20, ticking up, and Euro, Great British Pound cross, 88.42.
Yeah, positive for the pound. We had Ronnie Chopra on yesterday saying he still believes 140 could could be, it could touch 140, only needs to get there once by the end of the year. And to be honest with you, if we do see some headway with Brexit negotiations, it does mean there is a bit of strength to the pound. But if you look at the downtrend on the resistance we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years, it's getting closer at the 135, 136 level. It may come into a bit of resistance around there versus the dollar.
Let's talk broker upgrades. We've got Polymetal, UBS, going from neutral to a buy recommendation with the £11.50 target.
Yeah, this is a stock, it's in the FTSE 250 that isn't usually on the radar. It's quite interesting. It's gold, silver, copper miner. They've got gold ore reserve in Russia that may come online in 2022. All looks fairly positive. The stock's really kind of been around that £9-10 mark this year. Price target up at £11.50. Could be one to look at if you're looking at a gold, silver, copper play with a bit of leverage on that.
Understood. Core number, 250 million. What is this?
I've picked this out. This is actually on the front page of City AM. Basically, it is Oxford University are going to, or potentially going to, issue 250 million bond to raise capital for the Oxford University and to fund that. This will be over 100 year. We don't know what the coupon's going to be, but it apparently, according to Moody's, is AAA grade, and that's what you need to get into Oxford University, or deep pockets. Maybe buy some bonds and you can become an Oxford Don.
Right, let's move on to the economic calendar today. Anything to move and shake the markets?
Actually, we've got a few things here. Look out for the US GDP. That's going to be of interest. Consumer Price Index as well. Fed Chair, the incumbent Fed Chair Yellen, testifying to Congress. That may move the needle a little bit, as well will Carney. EIA, crude stocks change due at 3:30. Usually not that important, but just bear in mind, we've got an OPEC meeting in Vienna tomorrow, so that may draw some focus, certainly for crude traders today.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.